Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, in less than 2 months, Apple will announce the iPhone 14 lineup, and the company is hoping that this release will attract a number of device switchers from Android. During Apple's earnings call last week, Tim Cook said that Apple saw a record number of switchers from Android to iPhone during the fiscal third quarter of the year. Apple is hoping to continue that trend with the iPhone 14 this fall. As such, it has published a new video walking Android users through everything they need to know about switching from Android to iPhone. This video has been posted to Apple's primary YouTube channel, which is usually reserved only for advertisements and full-length keynote videos. But Apple says that this video answers the, quote, most searched questions Android users ask before switching to an iPhone, end quote. The topics addressed in this video include things like moving to iOS, trading in your Android device, moving your data, reliability, software updates, privacy, and support. Again, Apple's timing here is pretty clear. The company is hoping that Android users will see this video and realize that it's easier than they might think to switch from Android to iOS just in time for the iPhone 14's release next month. In other news today, in the aftermath of the January 6th Capitol riots in the United States, the Secret Service is facing criticism for losing text messages sent around the time of the attack. This potentially violates federal record preservation laws, but the Secret Service says that one reason why this happened is that the automatic backup systems the Secret Service used were unable to access iMessages from iPhone users, as they are stored encrypted on the iPhone itself. What appears to have happened is the Secret Service was transitioning to a new mobile device management and deployment system. This system would automatically store and backup data in a centralized location, including things like emails and photographs. But due to the end-to-end encrypted nature of iMessages, the iMessage data could not be backed up to this centralized system because it was unable to access it. Instead, individuals would have to remember to manually back up their devices before their phones were reset in order for iMessages to be saved. Evidently, many Secret Service agents failed to do this, and when their phones were all wiped, all of their iMessages were completely deleted. Because of this, the Secret Service is considering disabling iMessage entirely on agent devices to prevent this from happening again in the future. iMessage is already banned in the White House, but Secret Service agents are still able to use it. As of right now, it's still unclear how often Secret Service agents used iMessage for work communications, particularly in regards to the January 6th insurrection. But iMessage is not the only factor at play in this situation, and some data from other methods of communication has also been lost due to technical and organizational failures. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Collide is an endpoint security solution that uses the most powerful, untapped resource in IT, the end user. Old-school device management tools like MDMs force disruptive agents onto employee devices that slow performance and treat privacy as an afterthought. Collide does things differently. Instead of forcing changes on users, Collide notifies your team via Slack when their devices are insecure and gives them step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. By reaching out to employees via a friendly Slack message and educating them about company policies, Collide can help you build a culture in which everyone contributes to security because everyone understands how and why to do it. For IT admins, Collide provides a single dashboard that lets you monitor the security of your entire fleet, whether they're running on Mac, Windows, or Linux. That visibility makes it easy to prove your compliance to auditors, customers, and leadership. You can meet your compliance goals by putting users first with Collide. Visit collide.com/9to5MacDaily to find out how. That's KOLIDE.com/9to5MacDaily. If you follow that link, Clyde will also hook you up with a goodie bag, including a t-shirt and Collide stickers, just for signing up for a new trial. My thanks to Collide for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, evidence continues to mount that the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max will feature a new always-on mode for their display. The latest beta of Xcode 14, Apple's development platform, also points to an always-on display coming to the next generation of the iPhone. In Xcode, there is a Swift UI preview feature that lets developers interact with their app projects in real time. The latest beta of Xcode adds a new option that's potentially related to the always-on display. Once the developer simulates the action of turning off the screen, the lock screen widgets become semi-transparent and the clock remains on the screen. This, of course, seems to imply that the Xcode beta is simulating the experience of the always-on display for developers to allow them to test how their apps and widgets will work with the new feature. The iPhone 14 Pro's always-on display is expected to show some information on the screen while the device is locked, while also consuming very little power. Some of the new iOS 16 wallpapers also have a darker, less colorful version labeled Sleep, which could be used for when the iPhone 14 Pro has the screen turned off with always-on mode enabled. This should result in an experience similar to the Apple Watch's always-on display, where the screen doesn't go completely black, but rather shows you a version of your wallpaper. We even have a video of how exactly this might work at the link in the show notes below, showing how exactly this always-on display might work on the iPhone 14 Pro. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.